The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by our patrons. To become a patron, go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and help decide what we do next. Beyond Shakespeare presents Fragments. The Cambridge Prologue. Good title. This is something of a provisional episode for this fragment of text, because there's quite a lot to mine out of it, and because there's more than one way to deal with it, and because this isn't quite the original text. The Cambridge Prologue is very old, somewhere in the 13th century, and it comes in two versions, one in Norman French and another in English, though it's old enough for it to not be quite as English as a modern audience would understand it, so it's a sod to do anything with. That said, once you dig into it, it's really good and is usable as a generic prologue to many an occasion, which is why we've adopted this as our official backup prologue. We will open most of our live radio shows with this prologue as part of the warm-up, in the same way as we will close all our shows with the Rain's epilogue. They're really good. They deserve more of an outing. And just because they don't actually have a play to be associated with doesn't mean they're not worth a crack. The text survives in two forms. Broadly speaking, the same speech in French and English. It's a demonstration of pan-European culture and another example of how the English mystery play tradition isn't necessarily as English as you might think. It starts in a fairly traditional vein, telling the audience to shut up and make way for entrances and exits.
Now sitteth still and hearken all, that here no bad thing will you befall, and give it room and well at woe, that men might among you go.
Then there's an admonishment about people who talk through shows to stop it now.
They that be gathered in our hearing, nee make it no too loud talking. It were you but a muchel shame for to less and hinder our game.
The play associated with this prologue probably featured a tyrant king, a Herod-type figure, because the prologue mock threatens the audience with the king's displeasure if it steps out of line. If anyone burrs, talks through the show, the speaker swears by Mahound, a corruption of Mohammed, he swears that the emperor will hang the talkers.
And also I swear by this day and by Mahound and by his lay, if any is so foolhardy a man, that to still his him ne can. The emperor commands that men arraign, and so up him men a hang.
Stop talking, yes you. If you make any noise throughout, the king will have you killed. Except the children, or with a nod here to disability studies, witless men, those who are incapable of controlling their noise. They are exempt from death. Which is nice.
But it be a child or a witless man, that no man's wit ne can.
But returning to the point, anyone who talks, beating, and then death.
And again that he, men shall him bind, and him beat, and sore swinge.
And then back to the opening command of shut up, the show will begin now.
So might I praise Mahound so, as I say you, so it shall be. Yet these lords, peace I plead. Now sitteth still by mine rede. Amen.
This version is lightly modernised, as it's the first draft of what we'll be using on audiences today. And one day we will go back and look at the original text with the French, which isn't exactly the same as the English, and do a whole thing on it. But not today. What follows is a mix of different takes of our version, and extracts from an early exploring session where we singularly failed to get into the unedited text. The performed version of this version of the text was recorded between regular sessions this year with Gillian Horgan in three different takes. Enjoy.
Now sitteth still and hearken all, that here no bad thing will you befall, and give it room and well at woe, that men might among you go? They that be gathering in our hearing, ne make it no too loud talking. It were you but a muchel shame for to let and hinder our game. And also I swear by this day, and by Mahoon, and by his lay, if any is so foolhardy a man, that to still his buh him ne can, the emperor commands that men arraign, and so up him men a hang. But it be a child or a witless man that no man's wit ne can. And again, that he, men shall him bind, and him beat and sore swinge. So I might praise Mahon so, as I say you, so it shall be. Yet these lords, peace I plead. Now sitteth still by mine rede. Amen.
That was take one, and now to our exploring group, with Liz Cole and Alan Scott, and of course myself, struggling to make the text work.
Let's have a little look at the Cambridge Prologue at the end. Now, this is only half the Cambridge Prologue. There is a Norman-French version that lives with this. So this is almost like the simultaneous translation in the Eurovision Song Contest. And I think I just want to vaguely work through it line by line and just sort of try. The first half I vaguely sort of played around with trying to get a gloss on it. But the second half I sort of lost the will. So I kind of just wanted to try it out loud and see how it goes. I haven't really updated much in way of spelling because it was almost the moment you start, the whole thing falls apart in your hands.
So how are we breaking this up?
One line. Let's just work our way round as a group.
Now sitteth still and hearken all,
that hear no miss thing ever befall.
And sitteth room and well ato,
that men might ever among ever go.
They boot igar debt fail.
Ne make it naught to lewd tale.
It you are ever both muchel same.
For to let our game.
And eke I scurry by this day.
And by Mahon and by his lay.
If ever so hardy man.
That still bear him ne can.
The emperor hat that men awong.
And so you'd him a men an hong.
But hit but child other witless man.
That none as man wit ne can.
And yet he can men sell him bind.
And him beat and sore swing.
So itch much more hard Mahon so.
All sick seek you so it shall be.
Yet tis lords pays ick greed.
Now sitteth still by mine reed.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a...
That's a stinker.
It's a sod. It is a sod.
As you can hear, that was hard work, and we made a total hash of it. Which is fine. We cock up, so you don't have to. That rough work led to this session with Gillian Horgan and take two.
Now sitteth still and hearken all, that here no bad thing will you befall. And give it room, and well at woe, that men might among you go. They that be gathered in our hearing, ne make it no too loud talking. It were you but a muchel shame, for to less and hinder our game. And also I swear by this day, and by Mahoon, and by his lay, if any is so foolhardy a man, that to still his buh him ne can, the emperor commands that men arraign, and so up him men a hang. But it be a child or a witless man, that no man's wit ne can. And again, that he, men shall him bind, and him beat and sore swinge. So might I praise Mahoon so, as I say you, so it shall be. Yet these lords, peace I plead. Now sitteth still by mine reed. Amen.
I'm never sure if we should do the amen or not. I on the side of yes, but anyway, back to the exploring group as we try and frequently fail to pass the text.
I mean, the first two lines are relatively straightforward.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first is the standard calling on bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the thing.
Still an ark and all.
Yeah.
You know, would you,
because nothing bad's going to happen here.
I mean, the thing is that you can almost look and say that the first couplet there is the same as the first couplet of the Robin and the Potter.
Yeah.
And the first couplet of Robin and the Friar.
Yeah, which are, you know, almost identical anyway.
Sit down, shut up and listen.
Because the third line, and sitteth room, I think it's room as it, more as in 00M, so, and sit room and well or two, so, you know, so give everyone room because we're going to move about. And sit it room and well or two, so, you know, so there's room between you. It's tricky to get that across, that men might among ever go. I think might is a decent enough change there on the fourth line, that men might among ever go, so among you might go.
I almost wonder whether there's a stage direction there that it, or a direction to the audience, sit or two, almost sit in such a way that there's an aisle down the side.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he's doing. He's saying, make sure
sit,
you're...
Sit down, leave a gap.
Leave room to get... Because the cast are going to move in amongst you.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of promenade-y kind of thing.
It does strike, the first few lines strikes when, with an infant or sort of small children, you say, you know, everybody find a space and sit still and face the right direction and pay attention.
George, don't do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
So then we get to line five where it gets a little fiddlier. They that be it be, I think we can just sort of say that be, they that be... Ingerdert fail. So there's no way of conveying the meaning of that beyond, you know, they that be you. Everyone here, the great number of you who are here, ye make it naught to lewd tale.
If he's saying it's a clean story, there's no swearing.
Well, I'm not sure whether lewd.
No, it's ludic. It's ludic, as in this story being told, this thing,
yeah,
you know, I mean, this game think, being told.
I don't. I, yeah, it's the game thing rather than lewd.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. I'm going to.
Tell oh no, it's not lewd. Story. No. So do not interrupt this tale. I think is what's really
if
being
that
said.
Makes sense.
Yeah, do not interrupt.
Shut up and listen.
And you make it naught to lewd tale. It. Ever both much scheme. What is scheme?
I think same.
Same.
Is a good reading of that.
That's it. It
ever was the same.
It
to let our
game. It ever both much all same. For to let our game and eke I scurry by this day.
I mean, I would use scurry. S-C-U-R.
And as I scurry by this day, and by my hound, the impression here is obviously we're talking about an emperor, we're talking about a big person, we're talking about, is this a Herod type? The thing is, my hound is a generic cry for anyone who's a heathen king.
Yeah.
It's a Herod thing, it turns up with Annas and Caiaphas occasionally, depending on the cycle. So the indication here is that this prologue is a messenger for an evil king. It might even be an evil king, but I don't think it can. The emperor, what that minimum, what at? At is a sod of a one, because it could be what, it could be that again, it could be at, it could be it.
Well, a wong is the one that I'm having trouble with at the moment, because I think everything...
A wrong, I think it's just wrong, a wrong. That men are wrong. You don't want to anger this, do wrong to this king.
The emperor
king,
that men are wrong, yeah.
Because he will then you hang, and that's unhong, so unhang. He will unhang you. But hit must be it. But it...
And I wonder whether a hot and hong is a mum.
So it depends what you is really, isn't it? So it's men a hang. I think it's probably a hang myself. But it by child other... Went with witless. I don't know if that is witless man. Stupid
that,
men.
That would make sense. Because Victuals doesn't. In the other...
No, I think it must be foolish. Men shall... him bind, and him beat, and saw swing. So swing is got to be swing, or swinge. But anyway, someone, is that a full stop? And yet, he that men shall him bind, and him beat, and saw swing. So anyone who tries to defy him, he will get the crap beaten out of him. So, itch. Each? I don't know if that is going to be an each. So, presumably, it's just S-O. Mahound, hewer, heaver. Moat is fine. So, moat. So, each heathen might mahoon so. Maybe. Don't like that. It's not working. Else also. Yes, the shall. Could be by, could be be. See, this is the kind of work I normally do at home. but it's quite fun to do it as a group and look for things. Yet, tis, could just be tis, isn't it? Could be tis lords pays each greed. Are we going with greed? Now sit still, by mine read. So we return to read, so it must be, that must be greed. So it's, the story is something to do. It'll be, you know, nice
by
to compare.
By my rule, is it read as rule, is it? By mine rule?
Oh, yes. I mean, the last one is basically sit still because I bloody said so.
Yeah. Yes. It's basically, it's this thing, the play's now going to start. So he's sort of vaguely talked about this is something to do with some kind of bad king who's an emperor among, but who will attack anyone who defies him. And that's sort of as far as we can really say. It does feel very Herod-y. No mention of Herod, of course, but it's Herod-y. But this is a start for me because it means I can go away now, go through my materials and try and make more sense of it. But I thought it'd be fun to try and make you say.
Yeah, we presumably got no indication of what this was a prologue to.
No, this is all we have. We have, as I say, we have a Norman-French version that is slightly different. It's the same speech, but it's slightly different that accompanies this. So there are two versions of effectively the same introduction. So there might be clues in that, but obviously I don't speak Norman French.
And we'll close with take three from Gillian Horgan. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and this has been the Cambridge Prologue.
Now, sitteth still and hearken all, that here no bad thing will you befall, and give it room and well at woe, that men might among you go. They that be gathered in our hearing, ye make it no too loud talking. It were you but a muchel shame for to let and hinder our game. And also I swear by this day, and by Mahoon, and by his lay, if any is so foolhardy a man that to still his buh him ne can, the emperor commands that men arraign. And so up him men a hang, but it be a child or a witless man, that no man's wit ne can. And again that he, men shall him bind, and him beat and sore swing. So I might praise Mahoon so, as I say you, so it shall be so. Yet these lords, peace I plead. Now sitteth still by mine rede. Amen.